On this spotlight episode of the Nerd Outcast podcast, we talk about the Legend of Zelda Symphony of the Goddess tour. Hey, and welcome back. I'm your host, Chris. You may have already noticed that this episode is going to be a little different, should be substantially shorter, and it is just me on the mic. We're not going to do our normal format. I was not planning on doing this episode, but I recently got out to see the Legend of Zelda Symphony of the Goddess tour, and I really enjoyed it, and I really feel if you are a fan of nerd things, or specifically Zelda, and you listen to this podcast, that you'd probably want to hear about this. So I just wanted to talk for a few minutes. I'll actually play some of the tracks from the concert and hopefully give you guys a little information about the tour, and maybe one day you'll be able to go out and see it. So for anyone who knows me, I'm a fan of video game music. This should not be a surprise at all. Whether it's the chip tunes of Mega Man or the orchestral soaring scores of Final Fantasy, I enjoy it all, and I am not afraid to say that I have a substantial collection of video game music. That being said, I recently got out to see the, like I said, Zelda Symphony Tour that came through here in Chicago. This is really interesting, because it's always fascinating to see these old tunes from the 8 and 16-bit generations of video games get these sweeping orchestral scores. Music in video games has definitely changed over the past 20, 25, 30 years, and now you actually do have movie composers scoring video games, but that was not how it was back in the 8-bit days. And the only way really to hear these themes orchestrated, well, was hopefully for someone to orchestrate them and then do a concert. That's actually pretty new to America, but this was actually going on in Japan for quite a long time before it came over here. I don't want to get too much into this, but back in the early 90s, specifically from 1991 to 1996, Japan had what was known as the Orchestral Game Music Concerts. That title should speak for itself. These concerts were essentially just orchestrations and arrangements of video game music, and it is everything from Final Fantasy to Populous to Castlevania to Super Metroid. If it was a game and it was popular and people loved the music, then they put it in that concert. They also released disc sets of these five concerts, which are pretty hard to find from what I understand. But if you have any way of getting a chance to listen to that music, I would highly recommend it. It's really beautiful, and they really do their source material justice. Another website, or another thing I wanted to mention, was the Overclock Remix website. I don't know if you're familiar with that. I believe it's ocremix.org. I could look it up, but I don't want to open my internet browser. It's a great website where people, fans of video games, essentially go and choose music that they want to orchestrate or rearrange and then put it on the website. I don't know what this entails legally, but the website has never been shut down. It's really kind of just a outpouring of fans and love for that type of music. So I think game companies honestly don't mind that website being there. I would highly recommend checking out that website. Not everything on there is brilliant, but there are some really, really amazing composers and people doing some great work. So it might be worth checking it out and seeing if you find something there that you like. So that brings me to the Zelda Symphony of the Goddess tour. This actually started in 2011 as a celebration of the 25th anniversary of The Legend of Zelda. It was the same year that Skyward Sword was released. And Nintendo decided to put on this concert around the world to kind of give back to the fans. And, well, honestly, tickets are expensive, so it wasn't... I'm sure there was a substantial deal of money-making involved, but the concert is really great. Like I said, I just got out a few nights ago to see this in Chicago with a friend of mine, and essentially you have a, I guess, 60 to 70-piece orchestra and choir sitting on stage, and then a view screen where they will project scenes from the specific game that they are playing at that time. So, for instance, they have a Ocarina of Time medley, and that movement is maybe 9-10 minutes long, and then they have a Twilight Princess movement, a Wind Waker, just a Dungeons movement, all sorts of different themes and movements. And it's essentially a symphony, and it's all celebrating The Legend of Zelda. And you watch footage of the game play, and you'll hear these beautiful music as it plays. They also interact a little bit with the audience, and they talk. But they really try and treat it like a symphony. And it was amazing to see the amount of joy that people had. The concert was completely sold out, and that auditorium was packed. It was great seeing people in costume, and you also saw a lot of people who were dressed for the symphony, and that was really, really amazing. So there was just a ridiculous amount of love for The Legend of Zelda at this thing, and if it comes into your area, if there is a chance for you to go out and see it, I highly would recommend it. That being said, I want to play just a quick few songs from the concert. This first one I have here queued up is the main theme medley, so enjoy. You guys enjoyed that. That was one of my favorite themes, although it is not my favorite of the whole concert. The next one that I have ready for you guys is actually from two different symphonic movements. Both movements are about 10 minutes long, so I'm not going to play both movements, but I did intercut two themes from them. One is the Wind Waker symphonic movement, and the other is Twilight Princess. Both of these games and their respective soundtracks are quite brilliant, and it's really, really amazing to hear them performed live by an orchestra. The two themes specifically that I have chosen are the main themes of the games. The Wind Waker ocean theme, which is what you hear when you're sailing around, which has these beautiful nautical tones and the just sound of sailing on the ocean. It's pretty impressive in the game, and it's very, very catchy, and it's a beautiful theme. And hearing it performed by trombones and other brass instruments is great. Other theme I have intercut with it is the Twilight Princess main theme. This is the theme that you hear when you are on the Hyrule Field and when you are running around riding your horse Epona. It's very much more of a heroic theme. When I think of heroic fantasy, this is one of the themes that comes to mind, and it is truly epic, especially once you have the choir kicking in and singing perhaps real Latin or made-up lyrics. I have no clue what they're singing, but it's great. So here are those two themes. You'll hear Wind Waker, and then you'll hear Twilight Princess.
Thank you.
There was nothing about that that I did not like. That was great, and I hope you enjoyed it. Play one final bit of game music here, and this song will take us out. I hope you enjoyed this Spotlight episode. If you have any questions or comments or protests, you can email them at nerdoutcastpodcast@gmail.com. I don't know if we'll do more of these Spotlight episodes again. They're pretty easy to do, and they're a lot of fun. And I would love to do a video game music podcast sometime, because I do really enjoy it. So hopefully, if you're listening to this, you'll listen to that one day. The final bit of music that I want to play from you is play for you is the Ballad of the Goddess. This is the main theme for Skyward Sword, the latest console Zelda that came out in 2011. The theme is really, really beautiful. Most of the music in that game is beautiful. What people don't realize, or maybe some people do, is that the Ballad of the Goddess is actually Zelda's theme played backwards. I do not know how someone stumbled upon that, or if Nintendo just released the information, but if you play the track backwards, you can hear Zelda's medley. Anyone who's familiar with The Legend of Zelda can probably hum Zelda's medley, but I'm not going to play it right now. I'm going to play Ballad of the Goddess. So thank you for listening. I've been your host, Chris, and here is the Ballad of the Goddess to take us out.